Trumos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, 5-3. This Mishnah follows on the tail of the last one. It's the other side of the coin. Now, in this Mishnah Gimel, we have a Sav Truma Tahora, Shnafla Mea Chulin Tamein. Again, it's one unit of Truma falling into 100 units of Chulin. But unlike the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah, it's the Truma that's Tahor and the Chulin that's Tamei. So the rule will be, of course, like we said so many times before, since you have 101 in the mix, you'll be able to pull one unit out and give that unit back to the Kohen. So the Kohen's getting Truma back again. That's fine. And he could presumably eat it, because what fell in was Truma, and what he's cutting out, he's treating as Truma. The problem is, we know that the vast majority of what we're giving him, although we're calling it Truma, is actually Tamei. So amazingly, we're treating it as Tahor, and that's okay, because what he's getting really, in fact, is chulin, that he's just pretending is truma, so to speak, and eating as if it were a truma. But we can't deny the fact that beneath the surface there's the tuma possibility, because most of it is actually tummy material. And therefore, we don't want the tuma to spread to other truma, etc. And that being the case, we have the same strictures as we had in the previous two Mishnayos, meaning make sure that this particular saw worth of grain stays dry, so it doesn't get heksher, or if it gets wet, not with water, and then kept in small quantities again, so you couldn't spread the tumah less than a kibbetz inside, can't kibbetz tumah. So that's the Mishnah. Inside it says, Sa truma tahora, one unit of truma fell in, that was tahor, shenafla lamea chulin tamein, and it fell into 100 units of chulin, that was tameh. So again, ta'ale, you can pull that one unit out, a single unit out, and you can give that back to the Kohen, and the Kohen v'te'achel, he can even eat it. Just make sure that tumah doesn't spread. And the way he does that is either nekudim, dry, or another pshat is again in small batches of less than a kibbetz inside size, o klaios, or he can roast it, o tilosh meperos, he can even knead it into dough, just the liquid he uses should be not water, it should be fruit juice, which can't affect hechsher. O tischalek leisos, kadesh lo yehe b'makom echad kabetza. Or he can take what he receives, that one saw worth of grain, which he's treating as truma, and just spread it out amongst a lot of doughs, such that no dough gets one beitza worth of tummy material, which essentially, since this is 99% tummy as it is, so that means essentially no more than basically one beitza worth of grain per dough can go. From this, he can't take more than one kibbetza worth of this saw that he gets and put into other doughs, lest it become a source of tum which conveys to the other truma in the mix.